just wondering, you know, after this movie, if I don't go to prison, and, you know, you're not busy, maybe we could go to a beach somewhere. Wear a couple of swimming costumes.
Just drink a spicy margarita or something.
Yeah, yeah, make some bad decisions.
Okay, sure, yes.
Sound like a plan?
It's a better plan than this.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I'm Scott.
I'm Joe.
And we're doing before and after reviews, minus the before. Something came up, and we weren't able to record, so maybe we'll mix it all up here.
Yeah.
What did you think going into this? Well, let's first off, the movie we saw tonight. And by the way, before and after reviews is where we go see a brand new movie in the movie theater and give our thoughts before and after, spoiler-free.
Spoiler-free.
Sometimes I forget to add these things. Tonight we saw Fall Guy. Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch, who directed Atomic Blonde and Bullet Train.
Yeah, we like both those movies, didn't we?
Atomic Blonde was okay. Atomic Blonde is like a messy film that didn't really work overall, but the stunt work is amazing. This director, he was originally a stunt performer and the head of a stunt, you know, stunt teams and stuff like that. And it goes to show because all the movies he's done, the stunt work has been really stellar.
Yeah.
Bullet Train might have had a lot of CG that maybe you weren't used to. And it's really cool to set that up to go into this movie because what's really fascinating is this is actually a movie based off a TV show from the 80s. It was an ABC show that ran from 81 to 86. It had 113 episodes.
I used to watch that with my parents.
I was wondering about that. Starred Lee Majors, Douglas Barr, and Heather Thomas, which... It's really interesting to see a movie based off an old show in such a new and unique way.
Yeah.
Which I thought was like really cool when I saw this. I really like that idea when they aren't trying so hard to stick to what the concept of the show was. Really rare that you see that these days. What did you think about going in? What were your thoughts going in then?
My thoughts going in were I was 100% gonna really like this movie because I think Ryan Gosling is there's just something about him. He's so charming and fun, and I really like Emily Blunt too. I think she's great. So I just thought this movie was gonna be fun to watch, and also it had Aaron Taylor Johnson, and he's always cool to watch too. So I thought it was gonna be pretty fun.
Yeah, I really thought. With the previews, I really liked all the previews.
Yeah.
The trailers, I mean. Mm-hmm. And, of course, both on screen in every trailer, what I noticed in the forefront was maybe a couple things that stood out. Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling seem to have really good chemistry.
Yeah, they do.
And I really like the concept of a movie taking place in the world of making movies.
Yeah.
And because that always opens the gate to me to really like dive into love of making films, which I adore.
Yeah. And especially since this movie has a lot to do with the stunt people, they make mention of how the stunt people don't get the recognition that they deserve. And we say that all the time.
Yeah.
How there's like no Oscar award for that. They really just don't get the recognition that they deserve. They do all the heavy lifting in the movies. And the actors just get to look pretty. And, they make the actors look good. And I think that they should get more recognition. So I really like this movie and how they...
Oh, you're diving right in now. Okay. We saw it.
Yeah, we saw
it. We were talking about our before thoughts, and you just got into the meat of it.
Oh, we're still talking about before?
I thought we were.
I drifted.
You did.
Sorry, I'm not wearing pants.
Is that true?
That's true.
You're covered up.
Yeah.
I wish I was seeing that.
I'm already in nakey mode because I had a long day.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So here we are.
Yeah, so
we saw the movie. Yeah, we went to see it in the Screen X. You know, the surround and the picture on the side. It's not necessarily a thing that you need. A funny thing about the AI Screen X thing, where the sides are like computer generated to make more. It actually kind of made me stare at things on the side, which was a little bit of a... There was a moment where I had to tell myself, stop looking at the sides.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I spent very little time looking at the sides.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this movie should have been on Screen X.
You know what? I was talking to our buddy who went with us, and I said there was a moment where the characters have to drive on something, and their screen drops. And they very cleverly use that scene to have the Screen X experience. So when the screen dropped, the sides opened up.
Mm.
And I thought that was really well done for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary? No. But did it like kind of like bring you into more scenes, making you feel like you're in the scene a little bit more? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, when it opened up, you kind of got like, ooh, something cool is going to happen, you know?
Where you get your big stunt scenes.
Yeah. Like in Maverick, we saw Top Gun Maverick there.
Oh, yeah, that added to it.
And it did. It did add something because the jets were flying by our heads and stuff, and it was kind of cool.
Yeah, we also saw Godzilla Minus One,
mm-hmm.
which added to the attack in the ocean. It made the ocean around us more.
Yes.
Trying to make us feel like we're there with them.
Yeah.
I think it kind of added to it, but is it necessary? Nah.
Nah.
The sad part is I really wanted to go see it on that screen because I wanted the best picture.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that can be a problem sometimes.
I understand that. Yeah, but I mean, paying the extra $8, it was, could take it or leave it.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't really need it, but I wanted to see it early because we have another movie to do tomorrow, so.
Yeah, yeah, that might come off way later.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got stuff to do.
So here we are. We're seeing the movie.
That's me, Colt Sievers. And this is my hero's journey.
Can we just start from the top?
Okay, I'm not the hero of this story. I'm just a stunt guy. Trying to look cool in front of the director of this movie. That's her, who I just so happen to have a major crush on.
We need to keep it super professional.
Cool. Do you want to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
Making out?
Yeah.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
There's just one little wrinkle.
The star of the movie,
Tom Ryder,
is missing. We need you to find him.
Why me?
You're a stuntman. No one's going to notice whether you're here or not. No offense.
I mean, some taken.
Tom?
Full disclosure, he has fallen in with some shady people.
Just checking in on you.
And they're not going to like you sniffing around.
I'm just a stunt guy!
This is insane, man.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
We got drugs, bad guys, and murder.
What's an ice crime?
Are you saying ice cream or ice crime?
Ice crime.
Okay, it's just with your accent, it's hard. I'm not reporting an ice cream.
Yes, no, I get that.
Okay.
We're gonna surround him.
And we beat the shit out of him.
Shit.
One last stunt. Going down in a blaze of glory. No, she said.
Now, I mean, we went in pretty kind of excited.
Anytime Ryan Gosling is in a movie, I'm excited. I just love him.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I just like the concept. I think I was really excited to see it because I thought this has a really fun vibe.
Yeah.
So now seeing the movie, did it meet your expectations for what you thought going in?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. It was fun.
Okay.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah. I mean, now you were bringing up the stunt stuff. What's odd about this movie is it's like celebrating stunt work.
Mm-hmm.
But is it?
Yeah. Why would you say it's not?
It's not really. Because you're watching an actor act the stunts, you know? And I was like, wouldn't it have been more fun to actually have more stunt people be part in this movie instead of having, like, a lot of actors?
Yeah, I suppose you're right about that. I mean, it's funny, too, because, like, Ryan Gosling was a stunt double for Aaron Taylor Johnson, but then Ryan Gosling also had a stunt double.
That's what I'm saying. It's like the Inception level, you know? Like, yeah. What's that, Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder? I'm playing a dude.
Disguised as another dude.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because, like, in this movie, his buddy that is also a stunt guy is Winston Duke, who I absolutely love, and I don't know why he's not in more things. He's funny as hell. But I kept thinking to myself, wouldn't this been really neat to actually have some stunt people? And, like, you know, I like when movies really do that. I remember, like, Zoolander had real models playing themselves. Yeah. You know, like, if you're going to do that thing, it's so much fun to bring the real people into the forefront and point out, these are those people.
Yeah.
I know that there was a team in this movie of, like, I don't know, soldiers in this movie where they go around. I think they're all stunt people. But I would have really kind of liked it to point out these people a little bit more.
Yeah, their names, would they, stuff like that. How could they do that if they're in a movie playing villains? You know what I mean?
Not those particular characters, but it would have been cool to actually have maybe a more well-known stunt actors as his friends.
Okay.
And, like, there's a scene in this movie where a whole bunch of stunt actors come together, or stunt people and mm-hmm. people that work in the industry. But even if they were, which I believe probably the real stunt people, they weren't really showcased.
Yeah.
And I think that would have been, I don't know, it would have added to the experience a little bit more. I
can agree with that.
Now, for me, the chemistry between the two characters is what really makes the movie for me,
mm-hmm.
because I really feel it. I think that the two of them have great chemistry on screen together.
Yeah, they do.
And I don't know if you agree with it. First off, you're right. You know, Ryan Gosling, when he's great at doing that to two different personalities. A lot of the movies that I've ever liked him in, he's always been very subdued.
Mm-hmm.
And you get, like, have to read his face. And then the movies where he's playing, like, more comical, like here, he also nails it. So he really does that.
He can do anything.
That duality type feeling, you know?
Yeah, and he, like, you know, the scenes where he was doing the action scenes for the movie that Emily Blunt was making, he looked cool as hell in those scenes. Like, they had to, like, you know, light him on fire and stuff like that. And, like, he just nailed every scene that he was in. His slow-mo, you know, explosion things and stuff, like, he just looked great in everything. Like, he can play doofy, he can play serious, he can play assassin, he can play Ken, he can play anything.
It's kind of cool to see that he's going to get more roles being comedy. Like, I had talked about for a while, like, you go for a movie like Drive,
mm-hmm.
and then you do, or like Only God Forgives, and A Place Beyond the Pines,
mm-hmm.
which is a fantastic movie, and he's so good in them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see that he did, like you said, where he plays Ken in Barbie or whatever, but also The Nice Guys with Russell Crowe and him.
Mm-hmm.
So funny, and they had such great timing comedically, you know, like, that I was like, oh, I can't wait to see him do more, but he wasn't really getting it. And now, because what a perfect timing, he's getting, like, multiple of these, you know, more comedic roles.
Yeah.
And I want to see more of it. I actually really enjoy it. He really does nail it.
Yeah, he's great. I love watching him. He can do anything, and I will be here for it. Because I just think he's so adorable.
Now, can we talk about Emily Blunt's, I'm trying to find the right word for it, but she does the best love face
Oh my gosh, isn't it sweet?
She does like the anger or like I'm holding back, like I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
But then when she, like, you can feel the romance.
Yeah, you can, in her eyes and in her face. Yeah.
She nails that.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
She does this weird thing where she can really portray that sexuality type thing where it's like, it's kind of crazy.
Yes, but also, like, she's sad and hurting at the same time, you know? Like, she just has that look, like...
She does have, like, a range of emotions in her facial expressions.
And she's so pretty. And I just really appreciate her. I like her a lot. I think she's great.
Yeah, and they were perfect casting call. Like, these two are perfectly casted. And I think Aaron Taylor Johnson also.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say his name wrong?
No, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I feel like for a moment there, I was going to say...
Anya Taylor-Joy. Yes, I know, I know where you are. I'm in your head, baby. I'm in your head.
So on those fronts, I thought, you know, there were some things here I really enjoyed. And I really like seeing the technical side of the making of the movies behind the screen, you know, like the set. Seeing all the camera work and the things that they were doing. I thought that was really cool and clever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the plot. This is where I feel like the movie got a little messy for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, same thing happened in Bullet Train where there was so much going on. But in Bullet Train, it was like doing a unique voice. You know, it was like, I think during that, our episode of that, I think I talked about how it felt very like Robert Rodriguez in the sense that it was all these characters and you get all these different personalities and it all came together in this huge clash.
Yeah.
And it kind of stood out as so an interesting, unique, like in that style though, but like in a new, unique way. Mm-hmm. And this, it felt, I think the plot to me felt a little unnecessarily messy.
It was a little messy. Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I was connecting that much.
It was easy to figure out for me. I was like, okay, this is kind of it's kind of basic.
I mean, it was like it didn't even really try to be a mystery.
No.
And you know what's weird is the marketing is fascinating. I think I really have to talk about the marketing in this movie because on one hand, the marketing is really good. It also it's kind of lying because I think it tells you something that doesn't really happen. But another thing I could not unsee from the marketing was a lot of the best jokes weren't used in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
There was like, I guess they did multiple takes. Mm-hmm. And the ones they didn't use were very baffling because they're way better than the take they used.
Yeah.
There was a lot of that.
I know what you're thinking.
I caught a whole bunch of them.
There's a lot of jokes that we saw in the trailers that weren't in the movie.
Yeah, it's like, I think one in particular that stands out is, he's like, you know, she gets in the car with him and they talk and they're like, oh, you know, we gotta keep his platonic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, yeah, absolutely. Anyways, you want to make out? You know, and she says, no. And he goes, oh, yeah, me neither. It's not my thing. I'm actually not into that. And she says, what are you into?
Yeah.
And he's like, talking. And they didn't use any of that.
Yeah, they didn't use that, no.
They actually went for something very tame. Basically, they just went, we have to keep this platonic, drive him into my car, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, surprised, because I thought that in the trailer was really, really good.
Yeah. I know, they cut out a couple of things like that.
I also expected to see bloopers. Because there were so many edits in the trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't in the movie. Mm-mm. But they did end it with a cool stunt stuff.
Yeah,
like
they
showing
did.
You the real stunts.
Yes, they did. I really appreciated that. Yeah. I appreciated the whole ending of the movie. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn how I feel about the movie overall.
Okay.
Because I feel like on one hand, I really enjoyed watching these characters. And I really was interested in their relationship. And also was very impressed of what they decided to make out of a show that's just a thin premise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, week to week being stunt guys who are also bounty hunters. And then this movie being like, no, it's a love story between two characters that just so happen to be a filmmaker and a stunt person. And I was like, you know what? Really like that take on it. Really interesting change. And it works really well. But on the other hand, this felt like the script itself, like the whole plot of the movie, felt very odd.
It was a little flat and lackluster, plot.
It was kind of strange.
It was very like, okay, well, we want to make... it was basically like we're making a movie and then we're sticking in a plot somewhere. It wasn't like they were building a movie around a plot, like you would normally think would happen. They weren't building the movie around the plot. It was just the plot was just something thrown in there because it was very simple. It was very, you know, nothing.
You know. And you know what's crazy is the trailer makes you think it's one thing. And I know this is spoiler free talk.
Yes, it is.
But I would love to tell you what I thought this movie was about. And I think it's a better film.
Okay, you can tell me when we...
Yeah, I know. It's really strange. It's like, I want to share it. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think that would have made for a really interesting, more cohesive plot line if it was just so simple.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, it felt like it needed to be some kind of... some mystery that... its resolution doesn't feel warranted. Things happen that are questionable.
Mm-hmm.
It constantly just moves real quick from thing to thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it acts like, don't think about it much.
Yeah, don't think about it. They just didn't want you to think about it too much. Like, you know, it was more like the action was happening outside of the plot. It was like, okay, you just... focus on that.
And you know? Also, it was weird to watch a movie about a movie being made, but in the movie being made, the world feels fake.
Yeah.
Like, it takes place in Sydney, Australia, and I can't tell you where the hell the cops are during half the things that happen in this movie. There is a dumpster truck fight that you see in the trailers that cops just don't exist.
Destroying city blocks and
nobody
like,
notices.
No cops at all. And, yeah, I was thinking that too.
It took me out of the movie. It took me out of the movie because it was so large.
You thought you were watching like some kind of like ridiculous fantasy. Like, what is happening? They're not even on Earth.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? That's another thing that was left out of it's in the trailer, is he talks to a cop in the movie. And it's in the movie that he talks to a cop.
Mm-hmm.
But they cut the joke out.
Yes.
And I was like, and then I was like, why didn't they cut the whole scene? Because it doesn't make sense going forward.
No.
That happened.
Yeah.
And that was a thing that really bothered me and I couldn't stop thinking about it.
It wasn't a very cohesive plot.
No, it was. And that's the thing that sucks, because I think we have a fun, interesting, unique movie. What you know, everybody complains that everything's a remake. And what's really odd about this film is that it technically is a remake of a TV show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it feels very original.
Yeah, it does. It has a lot of different feels. It was a fun time. Like I used to watch The Fall Guy when I was growing up, and I always thought it was like, oh my god, it was like the coolest thing ever, you know, like Lee Majors. He was just like the best.
Yeah,
next to MacGyver, of course. I mean, MacGyver was number one, but Lee Majors was pretty rad too back then in the 80s.
And there are references to Lee Major. At one point there's a fight and they make the sound of the Bionic Man.
Yes, they do. And I was like, oh my, I got the tinge.
I heard it and I was like, oh, okay. All right.
I got the arm hair tinge.
Yeah. And that's another thing too, is that this director seems to really get good actors involved in his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a good cast here.
This is the second time he used Aaron Taylor Johnson, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Bullet Train.
He was in Bullet Train. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he got a lot of actors in Bullet Train, and there are cameos here. There are funny things here.
Mm-hmm.
But shockingly less than you'd expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was really, I thought overall it was really fun. I had a good time with this movie.
I'm so conflicted with the whole movie. Like, I felt like, I like what's happening here, but I also feel, do I like this movie? Like, I kept thinking to myself, I kept battling with myself. While I like the characters and I like what's going on,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like the movie as a movie.
I like the movie as a movie. I just have to understand that the plot was lacking a little. There were some things that got cut out, and you know, it could have used a little more plot wise. But overall, it was a fun watch. You know, it was action packed. It was very action packed. Some of the things that they showed on screen were crazy,
and some of the action is really cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And it's funny, the big action set pieces. Also, I don't know if you felt this. I really like that they used the score of a famous song, which was Kiss.
Yeah, it's Kiss.
And they used that song and they changed it up and edited it to be the score.
Yeah.
But then, and it really works for a lot of the movie, but then they don't use it in scenes they needed to use it. Like, they're the dumpster truck that we're talking about with the fight with this thing. Had a very, it did not, like, they did this thing where they're intercutting to karaoke singing, and they cut back and forth to that, and I did not think that worked, because it made the fight scene seem slower and not energetic.
Yeah, see, the use of music was a little confusing here, because in the scenes that were action packed and you needed some, just, I felt like you needed heavy metal, you know, like I felt like just throw some Maiden in there, you know, cause that would fit. But they used music, like slower music, for the crazy action scenes. And I was like, wait a minute, this doesn't work.
Yeah. That's, yeah,
it was off. Me. It was really off. So I understand what you're saying about the music.
I think it hurt the action.
Yeah, it did.
Sometimes you need that perfect flow, and I really like that Kiss song being used in a score.
Yeah,
that beat from the woo.
But you know, I think it was overused a little bit.
If they used it like another character, and then it was in every time something happened that he was doing the stunt guy stuff.
Yeah.
Then I was like, you know what? That's cool. And it could be his theme for the fights and stuff, but they would have to commit to it in a way. And you're saying they overused it, but I'm like,
I feel like
sometimes
they
a score could be used very cleverly to, like, you know, like the Jaws theme or Psycho, you know what I mean? Where you use that one theme and it means something to you. So when you hear it, you know you're in it for it. Oh, Jaws is coming. Oh, this is going to happen. You know, it's a scare. And they could have done that for him where they had his theme is that, like, his whole drive is that loving you. So using that song would make those scenes feel bigger. But the way that they did some of the movie and they got away from it every time felt so, so strange. And there's a lot of it, too. This movie, to me, is a very confusing rating. Like, I don't know if I know how to rate this movie particularly, because I am of two brains on this one.
I know, I do understand what you're saying, and I am also thinking that way. But I just have to think about, like, how did you come out of the theater? Did you come out of the theater feeling like, oh, that was a really fun movie? Or did you come out of the theater thinking too much?
I think I'm underwhelmed when I came out.
Okay.
Then, I feel a little underwhelmed. Like, I went in hoping, oh, this one's going to be, mostly because I thought it was going to be something else with a simple plot. I don't think I was expecting the mystery, you know, not really mystery, but the what it is, what it became. I don't think I was expecting it, and I'm not sure if that part of it worked, and that's a very heavy part of the movie.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
The romance?
This is hard.
If this was a romantic comedy and it was simple, I think I would love this film.
Yeah.
Because the romantic stuff is good. Their chemistry is stellar. They're both very funny in this.
Yeah.
And by the way, and also something I didn't say, is it's directed pretty damn well.
I think so.
There's a lot of fun set pieces and some cool choreography, you know, choreography and also cinematography. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of explosions in the backgrounds of shots and helicopters whizzing around. And when you see the, you could definitely tell some things are CG. And I hate CG. I love stunts. And when you see some of the behind the scenes and you see, oh, that was a real helicopter in that moment. Wow, they really didn't need to do that. Look how dangerous that looks. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love that shit. So that's the kind of stuff I'm like, but that's only half a movie.
I know.
And the other half I have problems with.
I know. It's really hard. There's a lot to like about this movie, though. But then when you get into the nitty-gritty of it, there's some problems with the plot. There's a couple of problems.
Yeah.
But
here's how I'm going to pitch this
to
you.
I think you're going for a 6.
Well, here's my pitch to you.
Okay.
The, like I just said, the one brain that's romantic comedy aspect, mm-hmm. 7. The other brain, 6.
Okay. Well, we don't do halves here on the show, so.
Smashing them together. I think I'm just going 6.
Okay. I knew you were going to go 6. I think I'm going to have to agree with you and go 6, even though I did really enjoy this movie. So that would kind of push it over to a 7, but plot-wise, it's not a 7. So it's a little confusing.
I wonder if I ask you this, too, will it also make you feel better about giving it a 6 if I say this? On a rewatch, do you feel like you would be picking apart the plot up a little bit more?
On a rewatch, yeah.
Yeah, and so
that's just what I do.
You would probably feel better about the 6 than you would feel about a 7.
Yeah.
I know, it sucks, right?
Because, it does suck because I really enjoyed every scene that Ryan Gosling was on the screen. I just had such a great time with him. He's just so cute. He's very charming. He's fun.
I like the character a lot. I really enjoyed watching him. I enjoyed the idea about it. And I really enjoy the unique experience of seeing a movie, and it feels original, even though it is a remake. Like, that's pretty tough.
Yeah. I had some of those moments in this movie, though, that I was like, oh my God, you know, that's fun. And I laughed, and
I didn't laugh as much as I thought I was going to.
I mean, I didn't laugh as much as I thought I was going to either, but I'm happy that they didn't go the slapstick route. From the trailers, I kind of thought that he was just going to be a goober. You know, he was just going to be a goofy goober. And he, like Ryan Reynolds, you know, like Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. Like, he was just going to be over the top with the comedy.
Oh, that would have been too much.
I did not want that.
I didn't think they were going to do that. I thought they were going to do, I'm a lovable guy who also could do these things.
Yeah, but he was really super likable, too.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Like, all right. Well, I'm just going to stay with my 6, even though it's on the higher end of the 6. I'm staying with my 6.
Yeah, it's such a tilt on the balance of this one. I just think that it falls more onto the 6.
Yeah.
If we were doing points, it would definitely be a high-end 6.
Yeah.
But no, can't do it. Can't bring my second half of my brain to say, hey, no.
Nope. That's it. We decided 6.
All right. So, next week, we're going to see Planet of the Apes. So that'll be our next review. And then we'll probably have another one drop after that. And then we'll see. Because I know a lot of movies are coming out over the next couple of weeks. And I don't know how we're going to get to them all. So we'll see. We'll see what we get to see.
I got some stuff coming up.
I know.
The Spooky Empire show in Orlando.
We're going to do that. Yeah.
So we're going to be out of town and away and trying to make some money and meet some new people. And
that's going to be cool. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a hoot.
So we'll probably release a movie that we had seen prior on that week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So that'll work out. But yeah, I mean, just check out what Joe's doing at The Crafty Misfit on Instagram.
And I have a Facebook page now. The Crafty Misfit's my business page.
That's right.
So go on in there and like it, because that helps me a lot.
Yeah. And we're going to be in Spooky Empire.
Yeah. Orlando. Wyndham Hotel. Yeah. That's happening May 17th through the 19th. So it's coming in hot.
Orlando, Florida.
Yes. So, yep. Orlando, Florida.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. Otherwise, hit us up on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night. And tell me if you disagree with my opinion on this movie. I would love to hear that, you know? So, thank you for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
Why are you here?
I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Clearly.
Because I was under the impression that you did want me here.
That's a delusional thought. We haven't spoken in a year.
I'm happy for you. This whole director thing looks good on you. Even the gardening hat, somehow.
Everyone wears them. It's like a set thing. Okay?
Yeah, I see it. They're not making you look as good as you are. So. And I'm not trying to be flat. I'm just saying the facts. But you look good in everything. You look good in nothing, whatever. No, I don't mean
really?
It like that.
This
you do look good in nothing.
This isn't going to work.
You do, but it's not what I